It's mid-afternoon, shortly after the close of our last episode. As in a conference room in City Woman's Jail, where Perry Mason has been explaining strategy to Kate Beekman.
That's all, Katie. We'll hit it from every possible angle. Now, I'm also certain Paul Drake will get results. He is already contacting former members of the stolen car syndicate, and if Weber was in the racket, we'll know it.
And at the same time, Mr. Merriweather is checking Weber's finances.
Mr. Samuel Merriweather?
Yes, that's the one. So we'll keep hammering until we smash this threat against you.
Oh, I do feel better.
Oh, no. No, you don't. It makes you quite ill. You feel worse every day.
I do?
Oh, yes. Poor Katie.
Where do I feel bad?
Wouldn't you say it's her back?
I think so, Chief. But it doesn't hurt.
Well, it only hurts a little bit today. But by tomorrow, the pain will be worse, and in a couple of days...
Why, Mr. Mason?
Well, Katie, we're fighting more than one thing. There's the tough luck that placed you in Weber's apartment the night he was murdered. The consequences of your mistake when you deceived your father and me and worked for Weber.
But I didn't.
You worked in the nightclub he managed, Katie, so you did work for him.
Yes.
You see, we are also fighting whoever did kill Weber. But most of all now, we are fighting time. You see, Katie, a courtroom fight is all very formal and according to the rules of procedure. You hit your opponent with everything you have, but you must follow the rules. Do you understand?
In the courtroom.
Mm-hmm. But right now, we are out in the back alley. They ganged up on you, so we must have the difference. And so your back starts hurting. And it starts hurting now, so that it will sound reasonable if we have to use it.
But I...
We're fighting time, Katie. Time in which we will follow the twists and turns of Weber's life. I must have the means to block Apt if he moves for immediate trial.
Can't you just ask for it?
On what grounds? Officially, there isn't one single scrap of evidence linking Weber's murder with the racket. So if I ask for additional time to investigate Weber's life, the DA would simply block me by sticking to the rules of the court. Mr. Apt would say the state is willing to stand or fall on its case against Miss Beekman. Let us have an immediate trial. So we will plant the idea that your back is beginning to bother you. And then if Apt moves for a quick trial, we'll have something to stop him with. Do you understand?
I guess so. I hate to pretend.
Well, make no mistake, Katie. We will follow the rules. But at the same time, we're going to hold that difference in reserve, just in case. Della, will you call the matron?
Yes, Chief.
Now, I may have to go out of town for a day or so, follow up a possible lead. Della will keep in touch with you.
Why, Lieutenant Allison?
Miss Street?
Lieutenant.
Hello, Miss. Mason, finished your conference?
Yes, just did. Did you want to see me, Halverson?
Well, not exactly. I'm going up to interview a prisoner, so I'll take Miss Beekman back to her cell. I can save the matron a trip, you understand?
Oh.
Unless you object.
Oh, I don't object.
Or Miss Beekman?
Oh, I'd rather go with you. Well, I mean, since you're going upstairs anyway.
Mason, perhaps I should tell you that I've stopped by to see your client from time to time. I can assure you that she doesn't answer questions about the case.
Then why do you...
Lieutenant Halverson has been very kind, and I'm glad he stopped by.
Lieutenant, are you going to see that girl in the cell next to Kate, Mary Moriarty?
Why, what makes you ask?
We spoke to her for a moment, and I've been trying to place her.
You've seen her before, Miss Street?
Well, I'm not sure. No, it doesn't matter.
Well, we'll see you, Katie. And, Kate, be careful of your back,
What? Oh, yes. I certainly will. Goodbye, Mr. Mason.
Bye, Katie.
Bye-bye.
Your back giving you trouble, Miss?
Well, I was in an accident last year.
Does it still bother you?
It hasn't been until very recently.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right, really.
Maybe you'd rather take the elevator instead of walking upstairs.
Oh, no, I'd rather take the stairs.
But if it hurts your back...
Don, please don't worry about my back. I don't.
Oh? All right, then the stairs it is. We go through here.
I'm taking her upstairs, Miss Ryan.
Kate.
Yes, Don?
I just want to tell you that I'm proud of what you did for Miss Moriarty.
I didn't do anything.
You asked your lawyer to take time off from your case to help her. That's something.
But it wasn't necessary because she already has a lawyer.
Just the same, you tried to help her.
How did you know?
Hmm?
Who told you?
Oh, I heard it someplace.
Oh.
And it could be more important than you think. I can't tell you any more now, but I'm going to see the district attorney.
Now? Aren't you going to visit your sister?
After I see the DA.
Why?
I can't tell you now, but... Kate, remember that saying about casting your bread upon the waters?
Yes.
It was said a long time ago, but it still holds true. Now, be careful of these stairs. Huh?
I'm perfectly fine, Lieutenant.
I'm thinking of your back. Perhaps I should take your arm. That better?
Much better.
Later, in the district attorney's office...
Send in Lieutenant Halverson.
Thanks for the appointment, Mr. Rapp.
I want to see you, Lieutenant. I'm considering an immediate trial date.
For Kate Beekman?
Of course.
Have you done anything yet?
No, but...
Good. I've come up with something. You remember a policewoman named Mary Moriarty? She worked with you on the Coleman case? I planted Sergeant Moriarty in the cell next to Kate Beekman's a couple of days ago.
You didn't tell me, Lieutenant.
Well, we've both been busy.
That's no excuse. I left standing orders to be informed.
Mr. Rapp, the sergeant's a good cop, right?
No, no question. My only complaint is your failure to inform me. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't have objected. It was a good idea. Moriarty can win the girl's confidence.
That was the original idea, but it turned out the other way. Kate Beekman won Mary's confidence.
What?
Mary has been close to Kate Beekman for 2 days.
The girl talked to her?
Sure, but she hasn't said a word to indicate that she killed Weber.
Beekman's a clever girl.
Mary agrees with that. Kate Beekman is plenty smart enough to know that she's in a spot.
I'll say she...
Yes, I know she's charged with murder. She's facing a trial where her life will be at stake. But you know what she did? She asked her lawyer to take time off to help Mary Moriarty.
Lieutenant...
Mr. Rapp, I'm telling you, Mary pretended she didn't have dough or a lawyer, so Kate Beekman asked Mason to give her a hand.
Well...
Does that sound like she's got a guilty conscience?
Now, just a moment. I've got evidence.
Yes, and Miss Messina's testimony, Aunt Pudge's, and the others. But this is evidence, too. I ask you again. Does she sound like a girl with murder on her conscience? Let's open it up.
Reopen the investigation?
Wide open.
I have my indictment. How will it look if
then
we...
keep it quiet.
I couldn't possibly... The news would get out, and once that cat's out of the bag, once the newspapers learn we're still investigating the case after I indicted Kate Beekman...
Mr. Rapp, I wouldn't be talking to you if I didn't believe you'd do the right thing, even if it means you get a black eye.
Yes, yes, certainly, of course, but I don't intend to lay myself open needlessly. Now, wait, Halverson. All right, I'll grant for the sake of argument this action of Miss Beekman's is evidence of a kind. But don't forget Miss Fasina. Now, if Miss Fasina told the truth, the girl killed Weber.
And you say Fasina gave you a straight story.
I was quite positive she did.
Was?
I still am, as a matter of fact. However, I... All right, Lieutenant. I'll have another talk with Miss Fasina.
Good.
But for one reason only, Lieutenant. For some reason, you're sympathetic to Miss Beekman.
Now, Mr. Rapp,
but I want you working for me wholeheartedly. You'll forget your sympathy once I've convinced you Kate Beekman's a murderess. But, well, Lieutenant, I don't have to convince you, do I? Not really. But I'll have another talk with Miss Fasina, just to make certain. Get me Miss Fasina, please. Yes, I'll wait.
Well, in spite of Mr. Rapp's expression of confidence in Kate Beekman's guilt, Don Halverson has succeeded in planting a doubt in his mind. But there'll be an important and unexpected development even before the DA visits Tony Fasina, as we shall learn tomorrow. So, by all means, join us, won't you?